What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Man, where else would you rather be right now? These phone lines better light up real quick, Kansas City, because we just put another one in the books. Another Royals win, another home victory, another quality start, another three hit night from Bobby Witt Jr., another clutch home run from Salvador Perez. Final score, Royals 10, Diamondbacks 4. Royals are 11 games above 500 and suddenly own the third best run differential in all the American League. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I have one question for you. What are you feeling more? Love for the Royals or hatred for the Diamondbacks? 913-586-7610. Salvi had it taken care of, right? Salvi was ready to do whatever was necessary to protect his star shortstop or really any of the 25 guys that he lines up alongside. So Salvi had it. But there were more than 16,000 people in this place tonight that, if given the green light, would have went down there. And what was that bozo's name? Umberto Castellanos? I don't know what we would have done, but we wanted to do something. I wanted some blood. When they hit Bobby Witt Jr., I mean, it was just... it didn't need to be spoken, but it was spoken by me in the press box. Somebody's wearing it. I wanted Ketel Marte. He's their all-star. You want to hit all... phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. This isn't about me. This is about the 16,000 in attendance and the thousands listening on the Odyssey app or on 610 Sports. 913-586-7610. Let's go right to the phone calls. Dustin, you were in the building. Give me your perspective. How you feeling?
Hey, Vern, appreciate all you do. Hey, I was second row back from home plate. Sat there and watched it. Had it ready to go on the video. Man, there's just it's unexplainable. You know, he comes up, first pitch he gets plunked. Come on, man.
It's chicken ass.
I mean, If you wanna come out there and show that you're hot stuff as a pitcher, throw it right down the pipe, throw it wherever you want. Think about it, not plunk him. I mean, come on, dude.
Weak.
But
it's weak.
He had another chance, and you know he didn't get it done. But you know, I don't know. He'll be our next cycle hitter, I believe.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Appreciate the phone call, Dustin. I mean, this is the eighth time Bobby's fallen one leg short of the cycle. Yeah, it's going to happen. He'll certainly collect a cycle before it's all said and done. But it was chicken ass plunking Bobby Witt Jr. there in the sixth. A triple in the first, a double in the third, a three-run home run in the fourth inning. And he's plunked on the first pitch that he faces in the sixth inning. A 92-mile-per-hour sinker that had intentional written all over it. I'm not buying anything that's coming out of that dugout, that clubhouse, that manager's office. I'm not trying to hear any of it right now. You know, all right, 913-586-7610. Let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. We are very grateful to be joined by Hunter Renfroe, who enjoyed a 404-foot blast in the fifth inning as the Royals take down the Diamondbacks 10-4. Hunter, thank you very much for the time after this terrific win. You guys have won four straight right out of the break. First time that's ever happened in Royals franchise history. How confident is this team right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're very confident in ourselves. We've been confident since spring training. Obviously, the break's good for the body and the soul as well. So coming out of the break there, bodies feel good. Everybody's got a new sense of urgency and ready to play some ball.
How about yourself? I mean, since the month of May started, you are just on an absolute roll. I mean, what you're doing, honestly, is what you've done for a majority of your career. How pleased are you with this, you know, 3-month stretch that you got going right now?
Yeah, no doubt. It definitely helped if I was doing it early in the season. But, you know, I had some unfortunate stuff going on in the early season as far as hitting the ball right at people and hitting the ball hard. But now it's starting to fall for me. I knew it would. It just takes some time. I mean, baseball is always going to equal out in the end. So I feel good at the plate. I'm seeing the ball well. When you're not striking out, you're seeing the ball well, taking your walks, hitting the ball up the middle. Good things are going to happen.
Hunter Renfro, kind enough to dial us up after the Royals' victory. I apologize if you heard me ranting about the hit-by-pitch of Bobby Witt Jr. there in the sixth. What was your impression as you're watching from the dugout?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, obviously, everybody in the dugout, everybody in the stands, you know, fantastic fans we have here in KC. Everybody wanted to see him succeed and get a single there in both at-bats. But, this is baseball. This is their job to get us out. So, they're not trying to give him a cookie where he can hit it and stuff like that. But the guy's throwing sinkers and sliders away and just having to get away from there. It's unfortunate. Nobody's trying to hit anybody. Nobody wants to see a future MVP of this league get hurt by any means. So it's unfortunate, but it's part of the game.
Hunter, you've played with some of the greatest players of this generation. Mike Trout comes to mind. How do you describe what Bobby's doing right now?
Man, it's fantastic. Like you said, I've played with some great, great human beings. And also great players as well, and Mike Trout, Shohei, Manny Machado, those guys in general. It's phenomenal to see the same work ethic, the same mentality from MVPs that he will have, a future MVP guy himself. So, I don't want to hype him up too much, get his head too big, but man, he's incredible to see. He's incredible to watch every single day. He has an incredible work ethic. And just a great human being as well. So it's a pleasure to be a part of his team and be in the locker room every single day, for sure.
Hunter, final thing for you. You know, outside of yourself and Waka and Salvador Perez, there aren't a lot of Royals that have been deep into the postseason. How do you think this clubhouse is handling being in the thick of a playoff run right now?
Man, I think we're just having fun. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is you don't want to make it too taxing on your body, too taxing on your mind and soul. You want to go out there and just have fun every single day. I think this clubhouse is a great job of that, of coming here and enjoying each other's company, enjoying being in the clubhouse together, cracking jokes and enjoying being on the field and playing hard together. And I think everybody has everybody's back. And I think everybody tries to learn something new every single day. And obviously Sal being 12, 13 years now into the league, and he understands how much this means to us and to him as well, and also the fans. And we want to do it for all of KC.
Hunter Renfro, 1-for-4 with his 9th home run of the season, and he knew it off the bat. We all knew it off the bat. Hunter, great job out there tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night, Game 2 against the
Absolutely.
Diamondbacks. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Hunter Renfro, I mentioned it. Since the start of May, his OPS is .807. That's exactly what you hoped for when you signed him to that contract this offseason. That's who he's been for the better part of a decade. And that's who he is of late in Royal Blue. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. If it's not coming across, I'm fired up. I'm ready to stay here all night. I'm ready to hang out with you and talk some Royals baseball, try not to cuss, and maybe wait and see if I can... Well, I'm not going to. No, never mind. No, don't say that into the microphone. Let's go to Brody, who's leaving Kauffman Stadium. Brody, I'm going to get in trouble with what I want to say about this Diamondback team, but go ahead, man.
Vern, I'm just as pissed off as you are. I wanted to see the first cycle in 34 years. I was there. It was electric, and then everybody was pissed. But I'm going to avoid that because I'm sure everybody else will talk about it. I just want to sit here and appreciate that Bobby Witt Jr. might be having the greatest single season a Royals player has ever had. He's sitting at 6.2 F4 coming into the game, and I'm sure that'll be about 6.4 by the time that's translated over today. That will be better than George Brett's 9.2, as he's on better pace than George Brett was. This is just incredible. Nobody is going to want to see this Royals team in the playoffs. We have two ace-level pitchers, and we have an MVP candidate and a lot of good supporting hitters around them, and not to mention an elite defense. We are one bullpen arm away and a leadoff hitter from being one of the scariest teams in the playoffs.
I don't know how welcome they would be right now in the playoffs by the rest of the American League. I mean,
oh,
what you're talking
sure.
about,
yeah.
another bullpen arm and a leadoff bat, I mean, that they would be the best team in baseball. You add those two pieces.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. And Walker's a great third starter. I mean, Walker has a 3.5 ERA, and he's our third starter. Nobody is going to want to see this rotation in the playoffs. That's what makes playoff baseball teams nowadays. Pitching and good back into the bullpen and star-level players, and the Royals, I believe, have all three.
Great phone call. Brody, appreciate it, brother. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Royals are the third team in the last 75 seasons to match their win total from the previous season in just 101 games. Yeah, the Royals with the win tonight are now 56-45, matching their win total from a season ago. We go to Robert, who was at the game tonight. Robert, Royals win 10-4. You want to talk about Bobby getting plunked?
I actually don't. I'm fired up for this team to make a push, and we need to add another piece. And I think we should put Jack Caglione on the table. Let's go get that piece. Let's go get that piece.
Look at Robert. Robert, ready to sell it all to go for it in 2024. Here's the thing. Thanks for the phone call, Robert. Bobby just turned 24. He's going to wear a Royals uniform when he's 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Now, this isn't it. You know, we don't have to act as if this is the best chance the Royals are going to have. Now, the onus is on ownership in the front office to make sure that this isn't the best chance that Bobby has. But again, Reagans is back next season. So is Lugo and Marsh and Bubich. Hopefully Kyle Wright and Singer. Shoot, maybe even Michael Wacha returns. Cole Reagans, I apologize. We've gotten this deep into the show and really haven't talked about ho-hum, just his 15th quality start. Second most in Major League Baseball. Cole Reagans has 10 quality starts in his last 12 outings. And again, the Royals now with 52 quality starts in 101 games. Unbelievable. Let's go to Rosie in Kansas City. Rosie, you're on the postgame show.
Reagans
go ahead.
Cole Reagans has 10 quality starts in his last 12.
Rosie, yeah. I need you to turn your radio down. All right, what's going on?
Oh, so yeah, I was at the game, and I just think it was really unfair that they threw the ball at Bobby Witt Jr. And, I mean, he was going for that cycle, and they just messed him up, and he didn't get it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah. Listen, you're one of the 16,275 that were booing Umberto Castellanos and Torrey Lovello. And anyone in a Diamondbacks uniform can get it right now from a Royals fan. I mean, not physically. We're not fighting anyone because we would get beat up. But verbally, we'll scream at you. Appreciate the phone call, Rosie. 913-586-7610. If you missed it, the Guardians lost as well, so the Royals are only four games back in the division. Well, where do the wild cards stand? Who cares? Seriously, who cares about the wild card? You're four games back of Cleveland. That's the focus. 913-586-7610. I appreciate so very much Hunter Renfroe being nice enough to dial us up after this one. Now, Renfroe is a pro's pro, right? Anyone that can withstand that bumpy month of April and keep a positive disposition and maintain his leadership inside that clubhouse throughout that bumpy April, yeah, that's a pro's pro. And his answer to, Bobby getting plunked there in the six was very diplomatic. Here's the thing that I keep coming back to. What did they think was going to happen to Bobby Witt Jr.? Or better put, what do they think is going to happen to Bobby Witt Jr. moving forward? Okay, he didn't get the cycle. Fine, okay. Do you think it's going to bother him tomorrow? Do you think this is going to affect, he's going to think about this again? No, Jordan Montgomery is going to pay for it tomorrow. The big lefty makes the start tomorrow for the Snakes, and Bobby Witt Jr. is going to tear him apart. I mean, he was probably going to do that regardless if he picks up the cycle or gets plonked, but I don't know if you've watched this young man's career, but he is unfazed, undaunted. It's full steam ahead. 913-586-7610. Bobby Witt Jr. tonight, his major league leading 15th three-hit game. His major league leading 43rd multi-hit effort. His 137 base hits are the most in baseball. His 82 runs scored are the most in baseball. He's played 101 games. That's the most in baseball. He's second in triples. His .341 batting average is second best in Major League Baseball. He's third in extra base hits. He's sixth in doubles. He's fifth in OPS and eighth in RBI. 913-586-7610. To go back to what Brody said, I mean, I don't think there's a debate. If Bobby maintains somewhere close to what he's done so far over the first 101 games, with all due respect to the GOAT, this will be the greatest season ever put forth by a Royal. Now, sure, there have been bigger home run seasons. George hit 390, for God's sakes, right? He hit 390 in 1980. Bobby's at shortstop, okay? He's at shortstop in a playoff chase. That, with the offensive output, case closed. I mean, shortstop, center, catcher, do you have a center fielder that you can make a case has a comparable season? Salvi, you know, Daryl Porter? No, man. Frank White? No. A premium defensive position putting up offensive numbers like this in a playoff chase, there's just no debate that he's on pace for the greatest season this franchise has ever seen. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 10-4 Royals victory. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Let's go to Ron in Lee's Summit. Ron, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. I appreciate you. You should be excited. I was there tonight. And you know what? Torey Lovullo can go pound sand. You can't bean the best player in baseball and expect the Royals to sit around and take it. You know what? My son said, even in the offseason, that the Royals were going to win the division. But it's kind of been hard for me, even though I didn't disagree, it's been hard for me to not get frustrated at the level of competition. The American League is really tough. The American League Central is really tough. I don't think anybody's ever had to go through the stretch that the Royals had when they played, what was it, 13 or 16 consecutive days playing a first-place team. No one's ever had to do that. And yet, here they are. There's so much talent on this team, and I'm excited to see Mikel and Benny and Hunter and Kyle all coming around and contributing and helping out scoring for this great pitching staff, too. So there's a lot of talent. I'm really excited. And I'll say it again. There's also that Matt Quatrero effect as well.
No doubt. Appreciate the phone call, Ron. Hey, you talk about that stretch that the Royals had playing winning teams in first-place ball clubs. There's another one coming down the pike. August 12th through September 12th. The whole season will boil down to that month right there. 23 of the 29 games are against teams currently in the playoffs. 7 with Cleveland, 6 with Minnesota, 4 in Houston, 3 in the Bronx, and 3 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. A 29-game stretch from August 12th to September 12th. Denny Matthews was talking about it earlier today with CDOT on the drive. And if Denny identifies a stretch and says that right there is going to make or break this 2024 season, I'm certainly not too prideful to say I'm going to fall right in line behind the Hall of Famer. If that's what Denny says, well, then that's what Vern believes. 913-586-7610. Royals are now 21-7 as the home favorite. They're on pace to win 90 games. We'll take a quick timeout, get back to your phone calls, and hear from Bobby Witt Jr. right after this.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And Bobby Witt Jr. comes to the plate to a rousing ovation, and deservedly so. Bobby's 2-for-2 tonight with a triple and a double. He's got three consecutive three-hit games, and now he's got a chance for a fourth. Castro delivers. Slider drilled. High in the air. Deep left center field. Way out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. continues his surge. A three-run homer. He is unstoppable. His 18th home run of the season gives him his fourth consecutive three-hit game. This is utterly spectacular and ridiculous.
Yes. Yes, it is. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Bobby Witt Jr., another three-hit game. Bobby, this season, not just this freaky stretch that he's in right now, for the season, Bobby's hitting .411 at home. Royals on pace to win 53 home games this season. That'd be the fifth most in team history. They win tonight, making it a fourth straight win to open up the second half of the season. They take game one from the Diamondbacks, 10-4, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go right back there as it appears. And I ask the question out of the gate, which one are you feeling more tonight? Love for the Royals, hatred for the Diamondbacks? Right now, it's a runaway. Love for the Royals is at an all-time high. I think love for Salvador Perez. I didn't believe it could grow anymore, and yet the captain, the big brother, the leader of this team was just that tonight. Ready to dance with anyone. Hey, who wants it? Castellanos, you want to dance with the big number 13? Let's go. Tony Lovello, what are you doing? Skip? If you missed it. So Bobby's plunked in the sixth inning as he comes to the dish with an opportunity to complete the cycle. He's plunked on the first pitch, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball that had intentional written all over it, in my opinion. Royals had to. Listen, I understand how silly this all is, especially for those that are not the old school baseball fan. I understand. But this organization, listen, you would protect Bobby Witt Jr. if you saw him at a Walmart or a Target and someone was running up on him, right? You would do that for Mahomes, for Kelsey, for Salvi, for Bobby Witt Jr. So, of course, the great number 13 is going to do it. But the way that he was barking at the pitcher, after, you know, plunking Bobby. So, John Schreiber in the top of the seventh inning, after Bobby's plunked in the bottom of the sixth, Schreiber comes out in the seventh. He's met at the mound, as always, by Salvi. And I have to imagine there was a short discussion of who's wearing one. We got to protect number seven. He's the face of our franchise this year and moving forward. We can't allow teams to come to this ballpark and think that they can. You know what I mean? You can't mess with them. Don't look at them. Don't talk to him in a wrong way. don't say anything to him. Other than, man, you're having a heck of a season. It's fun to watch you play. You have to protect Salvi. You have to protect Bobby. If people think you can be punked, they're going to punk you. You remember 2015? Remember April of 2015? After the Royals go to the World Series in 2014, the Royals in April of 2015 were being tested by everyone. Yeah, great year last year. You ain't got it anymore. Bunch of softies. Here, wear this. And then Lorenzo Cain's down to fight. You know, Yordano stays about it. Eventually they learned, okay, Kansas City ain't nothing to mess with, right? Ain't to be trifled with. Hopefully that Castellanos cat tells the rest of Major League Baseball, don't go to Kansas City and mess with Bobby Witt Jr. You had to do it. So after John Schreiber hits Gabriel Moreno, it's all so very predictable. You knew the umpires were going to warn both benches. Everyone knew that was going to happen, apparently except for the Diamondbacks manager, who comes out and immediately gets thrown out of the game. And as he's screaming at the home plate umpire, he kind of motions to Salvi to, like, hey, come join this conversation. So he's thrown out by home plate umpire Jordan Baker, and it looked like to me he was yelling at Salvi while making it look like he's yelling at the home plate umpire. I want to hear what this, see, no name calling. The guy's a pennant-winning manager. I've heard nothing but great things about him as a man, but I'm frustrated right now. I want to hear what he had to say after the game.
I got ejected by Jordan Baker. I never said one thing to Salvador Perez. I love Salvador Perez. I think he's been an unbelievable major league player, and I'm a huge fan of his. I just wanted him to hear what I was going to say to Jordan. And what I said was, if you think in my right, in your right mind that I was going to try ask our team or my team to hit the future of Major League Baseball, one of the best players in Major League Baseball, you're crazy. And you lost control of this situation and you got it wrong. That's exactly what I said to Jordan Baker. And I wanted Salvi to hear that. I want him to take it back to that their dugout to make sure that...
Let me just say this. You don't play for the Royals. I don't buy... Yes, as a baseball man, I bet you he respects the heck out of Bobby and Salvi. Yeah. But when that little kid screams play ball, Torrey Lovello's a killer. They're all killers. These ball players, managers, front office, ownership, this is life and death. So don't tell me about how much you love these guys. I believe that you do when the game's over, but when it's on, it's on.
He understood that. That's how I felt about the situation, and that's how I feel about Bobby Witt Jr. He's an unbelievable player, and I would never, ever endorse hitting another player. I would never, ever do that. So if they felt like there was intent, they should have whacked Castellanos right on the spot. I would have been fine with that. There was certainly looked like there was intent from their end, and I felt like their pitcher should have got ejected on the spot as well. So I can... go back to 1985 and play that type of baseball. But Major League Baseball has asked me to transition into a more modern thinking manager with eliminating intent in the beanball wars. And I like that rule. I'm going to follow that rule. And I don't think that was followed very well today.
Oh, man. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, well played. Well done. That's a professional. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Cruz, who's out in Grain Valley. Cruz, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
I got to tell you what, Josh, that's a coward response from Lovello. That's a coward response. Yeah, I mean, these guys are making millions of dollars, and you're going to tell me that he didn't mean to hit the face of the league? I mean, that's ridiculous. But I want to give my flowers to Salvador Perez. I mean, I can't think of a better guy to step up and be the captain to have these guys back. And then obviously, you know, Bobby didn't care. Bobby's going to go out tomorrow and do his thing. So, you know, we got some flashes of 2014, 2015 guys bringing back some of that that ragtag baseball, getting fired up in the clubhouse. It's a lot of fun to watch, Josh. I'm really excited, man. If you would have told me we'd be here at this point last year, whew, you know, yeah, there's right. No way. You know what I'm saying? There's no way.
Yeah, of course.
It's just been a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, I'm just excited, Josh. I don't know what else to say. I'm excited, man. It's baseball. Baseball's back in Kansas City.
Yeah, and at the same time, Mahomes is back on the field, and it's, you know, it's just it's unbelievable. It's crazy what is happening right now in this city, where I can make the case. Well, it's not. I don't have to make. Patrick Mahomes is the best football player on the planet, and I can make a case that Bobby Witt Jr. is the best baseball player on the planet. Wow, I mean, can you believe that, Kansas City? I just got chills saying that. Man, let that wash over you. 913-586-7610. Hannah was at the game. She was one of the 16,000 in the building. What'd you think of that 10-4 Royals victory, Hannah?
It was great. I'm like, to answer your question, I'm like in love with the Royals. I took two young employees of mine there, and while I got fired up about them hitting Bobby, I think what I'm more fired up is, you know, a newer generation of Royal fans being developed with this team, just because those young ladies tonight were asking me what is a cycle, and just like getting really excited about Bobby. And I think that's what this team and Bobby Witt Jr. is doing right now, is developing a whole new generation. Cause while a lot of us lived through 2014, 2015, which it's hard to believe that was 10 years ago. This is creating all new fans, and it's awesome.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful phone call, Hannah. I'm with you 100. I mean, that's what this game is all about, right? You know, fathers and daughters, mothers and sons, grandfathers, grandmother. Yeah. And I've been an emotional dude for like the past 24 hours. Hall of Fame Sunday always puts me in a very romantic mindset. You know, where I could get real sappy. If I start thinking about Jim Leland's speech, I swear I could cry. Yeah, man. I'm with you, Hannah. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. Royals, 11 games above 500, 4 games back of Cleveland in the American League Central. Bobby Witt Jr. becomes the third Royal in history with at least 10 triples in back-to-back seasons. Willie Wilson, George Brett, and the great Bobby Witt Jr. Let's go to Clark in Kansas City. Clark, I appreciate you hanging on, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me. First thing I want to say is my brother usually texts me before every game and says, Bobby cycle, but he didn't today. So I was like, maybe it's the day.
Yeah,
but
crazy.
So I just want you to remember this phone call in 3 months, because the Royals are going to win the AL Central. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to win the AL MVP, and Will Smith is going to get his fourth ring in 4 years with four different teams. Thanks, Vern.
Love it. Love it. Awesome. Clark, I'll remember that. That's I'm not going to forget the name Clark. That's a great name. Will Clark, Clark W. Griswold. I'll remember that. Appreciate the phone call. Bobby Witt Jr., by the way, wow. Bobby, yesterday, at this time, to win the American League MVP, he was plus 1,100. This morning, it was down to plus 950. Now, on FanDuel, Bobby to win the MVP is plus 750. Aaron Judge, still the runaway favorite, minus 430. What? Get real. If you're wondering about the Cy Young Award, Tarek Skubal picked up the win, helped out the Royals today, beating the Cleveland Guardians. He's still the odds-on favorite, followed by Corbin Burns, and then your boy Seth Lugo right now, 10-1. Let's go to Guy in Lee's Summit. Guy, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Vern. I was at the game. So much to talk about, but there's two things. What a great fan base. When they hit Bobby, we're all in the lower part of the upper deck, and everyone said, oh, they'll pay next inning. And we were just like you. We're saying, we'll get Marte. But what a genius move. We don't get Marte. Okay, while they're letting out a sigh of relief, we'll get your next guy.
Yeah,
you're not.
And the righty makes it look a little bit. Makes it look a little bit better too.
It sure did. But that was our way of saying, no, you're paying. And I'm sure Salvi went when Lovello came out, and Salvi came out. He's probably going, what are you thinking? You're going to hit one of ours. We're hitting one of yours.
Right.
I love it. But the other thing is, I am thinking we're going to have the batting leader this year. the triples leader this year, maybe a strikeout leader this year, sure. Three potential gold glove outfielders. Ooh. We might have the AL Cy Young leader. We may have the AL MVP. We may have the manager of the year. Yeah. Bring on August. And we don't even have to make too many moves as far as I'm concerned. Bring him on. We are studly solid. And with this fan base, we're just going to fire up that team. Thanks.
Got me. Appreciate it. You got me, juice guy. Always nice hearing from you, buddy. Yeah, Cole Reagans. Five strikeouts tonight gives him 146 punchies on the season. Third most in Major League Baseball. Four back of Garrett Crochet. 13 off the pace of the Padres righty Dylan Cease. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. Royals win 10-4. Their 27th comeback win of the season. Nobody in Major League Baseball has more. We go to Robert, who's out in Baldwin City. Robert, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, what a game. We were there. I took my four boys, three of them, it was their first game. Couldn't have been a better first game for them. They had a blast. It was awesome. That's all I got to say, man. It was awesome.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate the phone call. To be in the building for this one tonight, it really had everything that a baseball fan could want. Really good pitching. Listen, Cole Reagans gave up three runs in the third inning, faced eight batters in that 29-pitch third. Royals trailed 3-1 going to the bottom of the third inning, and then Bobby doubles, Vinny with an RBI knock up the gut, and then Salvi with a no doubt. Everyone enjoy that 425-foot blast to dead center field. Puts the Royals ahead 4-3. They would never look back. But Cole Reagans, at 54 pitches through three innings, he would then go on to not allow a hit over the next three frames, issuing a pair of walks, punching out four, and picking up another victory. Cole Reagans now 7-6 on the season, so you had quality pitching. You saw some solid defense. Adam Frazier with an outstanding over-the-shoulder catch there in the ninth inning. The base running's always a treat, whether it's Michael Garcia, Kyle Isbell, or, of course, the fastest man in the world, the baseball world, that is. Bobby Witt Jr., watching him drop it into gear for a one-out triple in the first inning. So you had pitching, defense, base running, offense, of course, bombs from Bobby, Salvi, and Renfro. So offense, defense, pitching, brouhaha. You could boo, you could cheer, you could dance. Man, I don't know how much you paid for those tickets, but I would have to believe you got your money's worth. Bobby Witt Jr.'s box office, him alone, and then you throw on top of it the great Salvador Perez, all-star Cole Reagans. It's the place to be. I told the story a few nights ago. Starting to really get that feel at Kauffman Stadium like we had in 15, 16, and 17, where this was the place to be. And after the games, after victories, one of everyone's favorite moments, the Salvi Splash, which returned tonight as Bobby Witt Jr. wore an old-school Salvi Splash as he was on the field talking with Joel Goldberg after the game on Bally Sports Kansas City.
I'm really just trying to keep it as simple as possible, just trying to see ball, hit ball. I know that sounds pretty cliche, but it's working, so I'm just going to keep doing that and just keep trying to get on the base pass, score some runs so we can win some ball games.
You took care of the hard parts first. All that you had left was the single. First off, what happened on the hit by pitch?
Yeah, it just kind of came up and in, got me in the arm, and then, yeah, that's really it.
And then I know you're just going up there trying to compete. This crowd was sitting there ready for the Royals' first cycle since 1990. How much in the eighth inning are you thinking about that single?
Yeah, I definitely want to do it for the fans. These fans are awesome out here. So, yeah. It was actually kind of funny. Some guy in the front row said, hit for the cycle or something. My first, I think him right there. And then I was like, after the first three at-bats, I'm like, dang, this dude needs to come to every game. But yeah, this was pretty cool.
All right, dude that called the cycle, you need to come back every single game.
He didn't call it because I choked at the end, but whatever.
I don't know that we would call it choked. I know you weren't in the middle of all this stuff, but this crowd was amped up. Your team was amped up. It doesn't look good on the hit-by-pitch. And I know that you weren't in the middle of it, but when you see a Salvi back there, I know everybody feels good with Salvi. What does it mean to see the captain having your back, his team's back?
Yeah, he's got everyone's back. That's why he's the captain for a reason. And so it's pretty special to be able to be a teammate with him the past 3 years, and for years to come, he's one of one for sure.
Four games out of the break, 4-0. Safe to say that the boys are having some fun?
No, they're playing some ball for
sure. There
we go. There you go. That's Bobby Witt Jr. Well done on both ends. Joel Goldberg as always, and Bobby Witt Jr. I choked at the end. Yeah, okay. All right. The guys made three outs in like a week and a half or whatever it is. Just unbelievable. Royals win 10-4. We're having a good time. Come on. Quick timeout. We'll get back to your phone calls after this. 10-4, your final score. Royals take game one of this three-game series from the defending National League champion Diamondbacks. Win number 56 for the boys in blue matches their win total from a season ago. And they put double-digit runs on the board again. I understand that at times the offense has caused some frustration for Royals fans. This is already the 11th time they've put up double-digit runs in a game. And that's second most in Major League Baseball. Again, Royals run differential is now plus 80. Sixth best in Major League Baseball. And in the American League, only the Yankees and Orioles have a better run differential than the Royals. Yeah, Kansas City with the best run differential in the American League Central. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. We go to Mike in Independence. You're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, buddy?
Vern, you talk about frustration. Let me tell you about frustration about failing to hit for the cycle tonight. I've been going to baseball games in Kansas City since April of 1955 when I was 4 years old. I have endured 69 years of sometimes really good baseball, but often bad baseball in this city. And all during that time, I always wanted to see somebody hit for the cycle. I've never seen it. Tonight, I was there at the game, and I saw Bobby hit a triple in the first inning. His next time up, he hits a double. The next time up, he hits a home run. And I thought, blessed Jesus, I am finally going to see him hit for this, any Royal hit for the cycle. And everybody stood up the next time he was up and waited for that single that we knew was going to come. It was inevitable. And yes, we're standing there, and then somebody named Umberto Castellanos punks him. 69 years of frustration, and I have to watch my opportunity to see somebody hit the cycle go flying away into the dark. If you want to know frustration, that is frustration.
Yeah, well, I wish I could offer some words of comfort, but yeah, you know I don't have those words. Thank you very much for the phone call, Mike. I guess we'll see you tomorrow night. You got to give it another chance, right? Royals have seen six cycles in the franchise's history. Three of them have come at home. The last was 42 years ago, Frank White, in August of 1982. George had a home cycle in 1979, and Big John Mayberry back in August of 1977. Mike, you know what? I don't have any words of encouragement because I know you're coming back. You love the game too much. Bobby Witt Jr., 12 for 15 in the four games since the All-Star break. And his streak of four straight games with at least three hits matches Johnny Damon for the second longest such streak in franchise history. Of course, George Brett's done this before. As a matter of fact, George had six straight games with three hits in May of 1976. Unbelievable. Let's go to Sandra in Phoenix. Sandra, you're next up on the postgame show. You better not be calling up to defend these Arizona Diamondbacks, Sandra. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't believe I owe you my credentials, Vern, but if you like,
I know. Well, I don't know what you've been doing out there. I haven't talked to you that much this season.
All right. Two things. First of all, yay for Schreiber for taking care of business, but I cannot be the only Royals fan that had a vision of Kelvin Herrera running out of the bullpen and me saying to Gabby Moreno, I hope you're wearing a steel cup because you're going to get it right there, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's two. Yes, I am Saunders from Phoenix, but ran into a local establishment to pick up dinner, and I happened to be there as the game was playing on the radio over the bar, just as Bobby was coming to bat. And they mentioned the cycle. It was local broadcast. And then I heard the plunk. And I just lost it. And Chris Gargiola, Joe's grandson, is their play-by-play guy. And after the booing had been going on a while, he was like, look, Kansas City fans, if I can give you some advice, this pitcher isn't going anywhere. And somebody at the bar agreed, and I said, hey, they're Kansas City fans. Go Google Chris Jones, 2022, Raiders.
Yes.
That awful play. And Carl Sheffers, I said, the crowd at Arrowhead booed so loud and so long at the end of that half for the interference that was called. They were still, and when the second half picked up, they started booing again. I said, they made the referee cry. Yeah. I said, they're going to boo until, and then, you know, Gabby happened. So there you
go. Right.
Oh, please. I am here. I am not Sandra from Phoenix, obviously. I'd be Sandra from the East Valley, who tomorrow will be calling in to local talk radio and saying, well, let me give you my perspective.
Nice. Yes.
There you go, Vern.
I appreciate it. Always nice hearing from you. And way to bring up the Chris Jones, Carl Cheffers moment. And I'm pretty sure even a few decades ago against John Elway and the Broncos, the Arrowhead crowd, didn't they get like a 15-yard penalty because they wouldn't stop booing and John Elway couldn't hear or something like that, right? Let me know if I'm wrong on that text line. 913-586-7610. Text line pointing out that Salvi had a little Chris Jones to him tonight. Salvi went 1-for-4 with a sack fly and a two-run home run. Career home run number 264. Salvi's just 54 homers shy of George Brett's franchise record. Also, tonight, Salvi passed Willie Wilson for 6th all-time in franchise history for career total bases. He's now 24 back of Alex Gordon for 5th in franchise history. Following the game, Salvador Perez spoke with the media, spoke with KCTV5's the great Royals fan, the great sports reporter for KCTV5. He's Jared Kohler, and he caught up with Salvi. Here's what Salvi had to say to KCTV5.
We all love Bobby, man. He's right now he's the best player in MLB, you know. Best player I ever played with, too, you know. And even the crown, that was fun to hear the crown like that. So I appreciate that, fan. Thank you for the support.
They were into it.
Yeah, they want to get in the field and fight, too.
Yes, indeed, Salvi. Salvi, over the past month, has an OPS of 817. Hey, let's hear from tonight's winning pitcher, Cole Reagans, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City. Reagans, 6 innings, 3 runs, 6 hits, 5 strikeouts, and a pair of walks. He now has a sparkling ERA of 3.23. Here's Cole.
Battled a little bit, but, you know, made it work with what we had. Offense picked me up big time. You know, I gave up the lead there in the third, and they answered right back and continued to answer. So, you know, it was a really good team win.
Any adjustments made after that third inning for you?
Yeah, just more of tempo type thing. Just try to be a little quicker, let the body be a little more fluid, and it kind of helped with, you know, a little bit of everything. Yeah, I'd say command a little bit, and just like I said, the tempo, you know, the home run, didn't execute, kind of I yanked the changeup, and, you know, he made me pay.
What do you think of Bobby Witt Jr. tonight?
And what do I think of him every night? I mean, it's a special player, special human being. You know, it's so easy to root for that guy. Getting to watch him every single night is special. I mean, he's a superstar.
Yes, he is, Cole Ragans. You ain't too bad yourself. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Let's talk to our buddy Dan in KCK. Dan, what's happening?
Hey, Josh, how you doing today? It was a great night for Bobby. I'm still pretty riled up of what Castellanos did. And for LaVille to come out, what are you supposed to do, you know? The Royals had to retaliate. You can't do that. And, and thanks for reminding me of 1982, since Frank White hit one hit for the cycle at home. And what are you supposed to do, LaVille? So let's take care of business tomorrow night. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Appreciate the phone call, Dan. 913-586-7610. Quick look at the text line. Scott in Kansas City is wondering if there's going to be any carryover to tomorrow. I wouldn't think so. It should be done, but there will be agitation brewing inside the hearts, minds, and guts of both teams. So you look at me wrong tomorrow, maybe I'm a little bit quicker to agitate. You know, even if there's a pitch that gets away from Alec Marsh or Jordan Montgomery, you might get a warning real quick. Emotions will be high, certainly. No. At the beginning of the game, no. I think everyone will be able to suppress said emotions. But if the littlest thing pops off tomorrow, yeah, it's all back. No doubt. Appreciate it, Scott. Let me run through a few of these text messages real quick. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern Salvador Perez was already a Kansas City icon, and tonight cemented his legacy as one of the most beloved athletes in our city sports history. The way that he stood up for Bobby Witt Jr., I'm with you. Thanks for listening, Scott. I appreciate it, buddy. Jay out of KCK is fired up and says the Royals are coming for the American League Central crown. Pam writes in that the Diamondbacks are crap. The callers have been great so far. And the whole section that she was sitting in knew that someone in that Diamondbacks lineup was going to get plunked in the seventh. No doubt, Pam. Pam, I'm sure Steve was ready to fight. You know, Steve stays fired up, and I love it. Rally Mantis, obviously giving some love to Bobby Witt Jr., as he should. The 816, so this is David from Belton, wants him to be renamed from the D-backs to the D-bags. Okay. Andy in Midtown wants the Royals to put it on the Diamondbacks for the next two games. Fans are going to be fired up. The team's going to be fired up. We should sweep them out of town, Vern. From the 816, Edward in Gladstone writes in, Vern, do you think Bobby would have stopped at first base even if he would have hit a double there? Oh, going for the cycle? No. No, if Bobby would have gapped one or had the opportunity to take an extra 90 feet, he would have done it. That's who he is. He's a competitor. He respects the game. He loves the game. And if you love the game, you respect the game, you respect 90 feet, you go hard for a full nine innings. So, yeah, no, I don't think he would have pulled up. 913-586-7610. What else do we have on the text line? Henry from Topeka says, yeah, Vern, Salvi was ready, but the bullpen was at the gate. Did you see that? No, I didn't. Were they? Did the bullpen get up? I was so fixated on Salvi and Torey Lovello. No, I never even looked up to the bullpen. Text line 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks. Yeah, Raj, we're thinking the same way. He says that Hunter Harvey can be our enforcer. He's 6'4", 235, and a near triple-digit fastball. Yeah, I'm with you. After Bobby was plunked there in the bottom of the sixth inning, I was saying, hey, man, Q, I understand this is a blowout, and you probably don't want to use one of your real high-leverage guys, but put Hunter Harvey in there. Let Hunter Harvey plunk Ketel Marte. That's what I wanted to happen, but John Schreiber got the job done. Way to go. Raj, appreciate you listening, as always. Let's go to Double J in KCK. You're next up on the post-game show. Go ahead, buddy.
Yo, Vern, what's going on, man? Hey, how about that game tonight? What a win. We just got to enjoy the way we're playing, the way our pitching, our starting pitching is, and Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvi, I mean, we're so lucky to have these guys on our team, and even Pat Mahomes and Kelsey T. We're lucky to have all those guys
in
Kansas City, man. It's so awesome. And hey, four games back behind Cleveland. Let's go. We're coming for the Central, like that guy said on the text that you just read off. Let's go.
Well, I appreciate it.
And hey,
I love the energy, Double J.
Let's go, baby. Washington,
yes, sir.
Walker on tomorrow and Wednesday.
No, we got Alec Marsh. Double J, thanks for the phone call. I'll let everybody know who's coming up. Alec Marsh goes opposite Jordan Montgomery tomorrow. And then the finale is Michael Wacha against Ryan Nelson. Alec Marsh and Jordan Montgomery. You remember Montgomery last year. Rangers lefty, the big burly lefty, has not delivered for the D-backs. Yeah, John in Mission. Yeah, isn't Bobby's OPS crazy? Yeah, it's almost to 1,000. Chris in Great Bend loves the unity on this team. I'm with you, man. Yeah. It begins with Salvi. It begins with Bobby and Salvi, right? Bobby's work ethic earned Salvi's respect. That's what got us here. Nathan Williams, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. We're back at it tomorrow. Royals and D-backs, I'll talk to you at 6 o'clock. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's Post.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
And waited for that single that we knew was going to come. It was inevitable. And yes, we're standing there, and then somebody named Umberto Castellanos plunks him. 69 years of frustration, and I have to watch my opportunity to see somebody hit the cycle go flying away into the dark. If you want to know frustration, that is frustration.
Yeah, well, I wish I could offer some words of comfort, but yeah, you know I don't have those words. Thank you very much for the phone call, Mike. I guess we'll see you tomorrow night. Got to give it another chance, right? Royals have seen 6 cycles in the franchise's history. 3 of them have come at home. The last was 42 years ago, Frank White in August of 1982. George had a home cycle in 1979, and Big John Mayberry back in August of 1977. Mike, you know what? I don't have any words of encouragement because I know you're coming back. You love the game too much. Bobby Witt Jr., 12 for 15 in the 4 games since the All-Star break. And his streak of 4 straight games with at least 3 hits matches Johnny Damon for the second longest such streak in franchise history. Of course, George Brett's done this before. As a matter of fact, George had six straight games with three hits in May of 1976. Unbelievable. Let's go to Sandra in Phoenix. Sandra, you're next up on the postgame show. You better not be calling up to defend these Arizona Diamondbacks, Sandra. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't believe I owe you my credentials, Vern, but if you like,
I know. Well, I don't know what you've been doing out there. I haven't talked to you that much this season.
All right. Two things. First of all, yay for Schreiber for taking care of business, but I cannot be the only Royals fan that had a vision of Kelvin Herrera running out of the bullpen and me saying to Gabby Moreno, I hope you're wearing a steel cup because you're going to get it right there, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's two. Yes, I am Sandra from Phoenix, but ran into a local establishment to pick up dinner, and I happened to be there as the game was playing on the radio over the bar, just as Bobby was coming to bat, and they mentioned the cycle. It was local broadcast, and then I heard the plunk, and I just lost it. And Chris Gargiola, Joe's grandson, is their play-by-play guy. And after the booing had been going on a while, he was like, look, Kansas City fans, if I can give you some advice, this pitcher isn't going anywhere. And somebody at the bar agreed, and I said, hey, they're Kansas City fans. Go Google Chris Jones, 2022, Raiders.
Yes.
That awful play. And Carl Sheffers, I said, the crowd at Arrowhead booed so loud and so long at the end of that half for the interference that was called. They were still, and when the second half picked up, they started booing again. I said, they made the referee cry. Yeah. I said, they're going to boo until, and then, you know, Gabby happened. So there you
go. Right.
Oh, please. I am here. I am not Sandra from Phoenix, obviously. I'd be Sandra from the East Valley, who tomorrow will be calling in to local talk radio and saying, well, let me give you my perspective.
Nice. Yes.
There you go, Vern.
I appreciate it. Always nice hearing from you. And way to bring up the Chris Jones, Carl Cheffers moment. And I'm pretty sure even a few decades ago against John Elway and the Broncos, the Arrowhead crowd, didn't they get like a 15-yard penalty because they wouldn't stop booing and John Elway couldn't hear, something like that, right? Let me know if I'm wrong on that text line. 913-586-7610. Text line pointing out that Salvi had a little Chris Jones to him tonight. Salvi went 1-for-4 with a sack fly and a two-run home run. Career home run number 264. Salvi's just 54 homers shy of George Brett's franchise record. Also, tonight, Salvi passed Willie Wilson for 6th all-time in franchise history for career total bases. He's now 24 back of Alex Gordon for 5th in franchise history. Following the game, Salvador Perez spoke with the media, spoke with KCTV5's, the great Royals fan, the great sports reporter for KCTV5. He's Jared Kohler, and he caught up with Salvi. Here's what Salvi had to say to KCTV5.
We all love Bobby, man. He's right now he's the best player in MLB, you know. Best player I ever played with, too, you know. And even the crown, that was fun to hear the crown like that. So I appreciate that, fan. Thank you for the support.
They were into it.
Yeah, they want to get in the field and fight, too.
Yes, indeed, Salvi. Salvi, over the past month, has an OPS of 817. Hey, let's hear from tonight's winning pitcher, Cole Reagans, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City. Reagans, 6 innings, 3 runs, 6 hits, 5 strikeouts, and a pair of walks. He now has a sparkling ERA of 3.23. Here's Cole.
Battled a little bit, but, you know, made it work with what we had. Offense picked me up big time. You know, I gave up the lead there in the third, and they answered right back. And continued to answer. So, you know, it was a really good team win.
Any adjustments made after that third inning for you?
Yeah, just more of tempo type thing. Just try to be a little quicker, let the body be a little more fluid, and it kind of helped with, you know, a little bit of everything.
Is it just command that was maybe a little bit off tonight?
Yeah, I'd say command a little bit, and just like I said, the tempo. You know, the home run didn't execute. Kind of I yanked the change up, and, you know, he made me pay.
What do you think of Bobby Witt Jr. tonight?
And what do I think of him every night? I mean, it's a special player, special human being. You know, it's so easy to root for that guy. Getting to watch him every single night is special. I mean, he's a superstar.
Yes, he is, Cole Ragans. You ain't too bad yourself. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Let's talk to our buddy Dan in KCK. Dan, what's happening?
Hey, Josh, how you doing today? It was a great night for Bobby. I'm still pretty riled up a lot. Castellanos didn't it. For Lavelle to come out, come on, what are you supposed to do, you know? The Royals had to retaliate. You can't do that. And, and thanks for reminding me of 1982, since Frank White had one hit for the cycle at home. What are you supposed to do, Lavelle? So let's take care of business tomorrow night. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Appreciate the phone call, Dan. 913-586-7610. Quick look at the text line. Scott in Kansas City is wondering if there's going to be any carryover to tomorrow. I wouldn't think so. It should be done, but there will be agitation brewing inside the hearts, minds, and guts of both teams. So you look at me wrong tomorrow, maybe I'm a little bit quicker to agitate. You know, even if there's a pitch that gets away from Alec Marsh or Jordan Montgomery, you might get a warning real quick. Emotions will be high, certainly. At the beginning of the game, no. I think everyone will be able to suppress said emotions. But if the littlest thing pops off tomorrow, yeah, it's all back, no doubt. Appreciate it, Scott. Let me run through a few of these text messages real quick. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern Salvador Perez was already a Kansas City icon, and tonight cemented his legacy as one of the most beloved athletes in our city sports history. The way that he stood up for Bobby Witt Jr., I'm with you. Thanks for listening, Scott. I appreciate it, buddy. Jay out of KCK is fired up and says the Royals are coming for the American League Central crown. Pam writes in that the Diamondbacks are crap. The callers have been great so far. And the whole section that she was sitting in knew that someone in that Diamondbacks lineup was going to get plunked in the seventh. No doubt, Pam. Pam, I'm sure Steve was ready to fight. You know, Steve stays fired up, and I love it. Rally Mantis, obviously giving some love to Bobby Witt Jr., as he should. The 816, so this is David from Belton, wants him to be renamed from the D-backs to the D-bags. Okay. Andy in Midtown wants the Royals to put it on the Diamondbacks for the next two games. Fans are going to be fired up. The team's going to be fired up. We should sweep them out of town, Vern. From the 816, Edward in Gladstone writes in, Vern, do you think Bobby would have stopped at first base even if he would have hit a double there? Oh, going for the cycle? No. No, if Bobby would have gapped one or had the opportunity to take an extra 90 feet, he would have done it. That's who he is. He's a competitor. He respects the game. He loves the game. And if you love the game, you respect the game, you respect 90 feet, you go hard for a full nine innings. So, yeah, no, I don't think he would have pulled up. 913-586-7610. What else do we have on the text line? Henry from Topeka says, yeah, Vern, Salvi was ready, but the bullpen was at the gate. Did you see that? No, I didn't. Were they? Did the bullpen get up? I was so fixated on Salvi and Torey Lovello. No, I never even looked up to the bullpen. Text line 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks. Yeah, Raj, we're thinking the same way. He says that Hunter Harvey can be our enforcer. He's 6'4", 235, and a near triple-digit fastball. Yeah, I'm with you. After Bobby was plunked there in the bottom of the sixth inning, I was saying, hey, man, Q, I understand this is a blowout, and you probably don't want to use one of your real high-leverage guys, but put Hunter Harvey in there. Let Hunter Harvey plunk Ketel Marte. That's what I wanted to happen, but John Schreiber got the job done. Way to go. Raj, appreciate you listening, as always. Let's go to Double J in KCK. You're next up on the post-game show. Go ahead, buddy.
Yo, Vern, what's going on, man? Hey, how about that game tonight? What a win. We just got to enjoy the way we're playing, the way our pitching, our starting pitching is, and Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvi, I mean, we're so lucky to have these guys on our team, and even Pat Mahomes and Kelsey T. We're lucky to have all those guys
no doubt. In
Kansas City, man. It's so awesome. And, hey, four games back behind Cleveland. Let's go. We're
Love
coming
it.
For the Central, like that guy said on the text that you just read off. Let's go.
Well, I appreciate it.
And, hey.
I love the energy, Double J.
Let's go, baby. Washington,
yes, sir.
Walker on tomorrow and Wednesday.
No, we got Alec Marsh. Double J, thanks for the phone call. I'll let everybody know who's coming up. Alec Marsh goes opposite Jordan Montgomery tomorrow. And then the finale is Michael Wacha against Ryan Nelson. Alec Marsh and Jordan Montgomery. You remember Montgomery last year. Rangers lefty, the big burly lefty, has not delivered for the D-backs. Yeah, John in Mission. Yeah, isn't Bobby's OPS crazy? Yeah, it's almost to 1,000. Chris in Great Bend loves the unity on this team. I'm with you, man. Yeah. It begins with Salvi. It begins with Bobby and Salvi, right? Bobby's work ethic earned Salvi's respect. That's what got us here. Nathan Williams, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. We're back at it tomorrow. Royals and D-backs, I'll talk to you at 6 o'clock. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's Post.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.